Will Wade is returning to Baton Rouge as LSU men's basketball coach 4 years after being fired for recruiting violations. Wade has signed a 7-year deal that will pay him $4 million in his first season. He's also expected to have a roster budget exceeding $12 million. Tiger Rag editor Glenn Gilbo.
I think you're going to see that initial groundswell of support and excitement from what has been a dead fan base for years with men's basketball.
The National Hurricane Center has colorful new graphics for this hurricane season designed to give a clearer picture of potential risks for coastal areas and this year for inland areas. Deputy Director Jamie Rome says there are also new colors for certain types of warnings.
In some cases, you can have in the same place a hurricane watch and a tropical storm warning. And it was very hard to graphically depict this, a little bit confusing, but you can see we've got the way to do that.
Fraternities and sororities could be banned permanently from campus if a member of their organization dies in a hazing incident.
The legislation is in response to the death of Caleb Wilson, a Southern University student who was punched several times in an off-campus hazing ritual. His mother, Urania Wilson, addressed the House Education Committee.
I just don't want to see another mother or family go through something like this.
Lawmakers like Baton Rouge Representative Barbara Carpenter want to have severe consequences on the books for any student group that participates in hazing that leads to injury or death.
I just can't imagine what you're going through.
The measure heads to the House floor. I'm Jeff Palermo.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.